Okay.
All right. Did, okay. Today's the, January 30th, 2020. We're here at the Animal, Henderson County Animal Services Advisory Committee meeting. I guess, do I ask somebody to make a motion to go into a public hearing or no?
It's not a hearing.
Okay,
so, yeah.
We've always done that at the dangerous dog things, but anyway. My name's John Lynn, and I'm currently the chair of the committee. And Brad Rayfield, Animal Services Director, is here with us tonight. I'd ask everybody else to please go around and introduce themselves.
I'm Patty McDuff.
Catherine Overstreet.
Carol Roop.
James Varble.
Brian Joel.
Jack Walsh.
All righty. First thing we have on our agenda tonight is the officer elections for the upcoming year for the committee. Just keep in mind that Patty, Donna, and myself, the three of us, this is our last meeting. So we have to cycle off the committee after this. We've served our two terms. So between everyone who's left, that's who we need to pick a person who's willing to be able to handle the duties here for the following year. So does anybody, I guess what we did last go around is it was real simple. We just asked, is there anybody who would be willing to take that responsibility for the year? It's not rocket science.
I think talking to Donna last time, I don't think there was clarity on her departure date. It's not until next year.
Hers isn't until next
correct.
Year?
So she
she's
is,
still on.
She's still on. She's eligible.
Okay. So if you're absent,
she's
you get
here.
Nominated.
What
right?
Correct.
So that works.
Pretty much.
That's
so
the way it worked. Yeah.
I nominate Donna.
Who should pay?
Chairman.
I'm on the record.
I don't think she's ever served as chair.
She can be,
to be honest.
We usually do the, what we do is we have a chair and a vice chair. And I've co-chaired with folks in the past and everything. Donna and I've done it. Patty and I have done it. And you've done it with me as well. Yeah, absolutely. So
I did it with you.
Wow, I've done this a while. Good Lord. So anyway, I guess at this point though, it's just a matter of whoever wants to. Does anybody want to volunteer to do it? As far as being a chair or a vice chair?
If you want to do it, I'll co-chair with you. Does that appeal to you?
Yeah. I would be interested in that. And, I think Donna would be good, to be in that partnership.
You think what?
Donna would be good in that partnership.
Well, she's not here. I mean, if you want to go, what we could do is just name you and her. I'm fine with that. I didn't know if she had a preference or something.
I think that'd be good.
Yeah.
What would be good?
I'm kind of speaking on her behalf.
Right, but that's what happens.
Yeah.
Well, I've actually spoke to her, so I mean,
yeah,
I've heard
I have
her say
to her
so.
A little
okay.
bit. So.
There you go. Yeah.
Not
has she indicated she's willing to do this?
On the vice side, not the chair
yeah.
itself.
Right,
but,
right.
But
if
the
she
co-chair.
Has said that on the vice, oh, mm-hmm. okay, good. Because yeah. I don't think she's ever had a position mm-hmm. of either chair or vice chair.
No,
a vice chair.
She has a conflict,
mm-hmm.
and that's one of the reasons that it stepped up. But
mm-hmm.
I don't fight for this position.
So
that
let's
could
just
be anything. Anybody could have a conflict.
Yeah, we've all had conflicts.
So is there authority? I mean, I don't see any conflict to me having an attendance issue. All right? Now, all hell could break loose, right? So
right.
life happens.
Yeah.
But I don't anticipate that. So is there authority if John was gone, for example, last year, and the vice chair was on vacation, and John takes ill, and we have a dangerous dog meeting?
In the bylaws...
Yeah, what does that say?
In the bylaws, the committee elects somebody...
Stand in
temporary. Yeah.
So it could be a one-time stand-in chairperson if John was out sick or I was out sick or
right.
Donna was gone.
And it's up to the committee, the time of the meeting, to elect that person. And in the case of the dangerous dog, it would be up to the three, I guess, to elect
to point
one out,
someone
of, the out of the three. Yeah.
All right. No, I think that's...
Yeah, that's in the bylaws.
Yeah. I wasn't familiar with that.
Well,
yeah,
in the dangerous dog, the chair and vice chair don't necessarily have to be here anyway. It's
one,
just
one has to be. Well, there has to be a chair or vice chair.
Right, there has to be. And it's always been either the chair or vice chair that's kind of been in attendance as one of the three is why I asked that question.
Well, that's right. We've talked about that. Hello, Catherine. Okay.
But in a regular meeting, if one of them's not here, the committee, so... A dangerous dog appeal is just considered a special meeting. So we can look in the bylaws when we go through them and see if that's the, that's the case.
I don't see that there would be any any real challenge with that.
Because we about had that come up not long ago.
Yeah.
And the older we're all getting, the more likelihood that something like that can happen.
Speak for yourself.
I'm just saying for me and my own personal life.
I think we're having meetings. So.
A meeting? What's that?
Yeah, I would be willing. So we can go forward.
Well, that was easy.
Yeah.
Well, someone needs to make a motion, then everybody vote on
John,
the chair.
John, make a motion.
What do we...
Don't worry about it. Just make
Jack's
it.
Chair.
I nominate...
Jack's the chair and
Donna's
the vice chair.
Easy enough. I have a motion on the floor to nominate Jack for chairman of the Animal Services Advisory Committee for this upcoming year. Do I hear a second?
A second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Votes carried. Jack will be the new chair. Start pretty much now.
No, you're still in. No, that's at the end of this meeting. Thank you for playing.
See, now,
you
that was going to be a that was going to be a suggestion that I was going to make because every other time we've done this, it's always been like right at the beginning of the meeting, switch and whoever, and I'm like, you know what, start with the next one.
Yeah,
and
I'm
that's what I was
that.
Going to suggest. I think that's a great way to go.
You open the meeting, you should close it.
Yeah, pretty much.
I nominate Donna as a vice chair for this committee.
I have a motion to nominate Donna Young as vice chair for the committee. Now your second.
Second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. The vote's carried. Donna will be appointed vice chair for this year.
Awesome.
Nice.
That's easy.
Easy enough, right?
Can I interject?
Sure, go for broke.
I've read these bylaws just a couple times.
Today?
Beginning at 6 this morning. On the very last page is enumerated number 5 under motions, which surprised me. But we don't need a second when a motion is made.
Okay.
So just FYI and now, of course, for Jack's reference.
You know where that comes from? You remember Carol used to do that when we first started?
Uh-huh.
That's where I picked that up from.
Oh, interesting.
No, it was, what was her last name, Brad? Carol?
Wasn't she?
Vasilevsky?
Yes.
And what is it, where is it that you are?
Mm-hmm. Well, page 5.
Right here, where it says motions.
Yeah. Motions.
Action by committee.
Yeah.
Oh.
And to go back to what Jack was saying, if you look under 7A,
mm-hmm.
It says, in the event neither the chair nor the vice chair is available, the members of the committee, by affirmative vote of the majority, may appoint an acting chair who shall have all powers of the chair while acting as presiding officer.
Perfect.
Nice. Okay.
You know, and I honestly think that's been challenging for John sometimes to because... I think there's been some sort of obligation felt by him, perhaps, to be at so many of those dangerous dog meetings. And for you, Catherine, I mean, so the fact that that can be done now and it's on kind of open and we all know that that can be done, I think that's helpful for everybody.
We just need to make sure that every member has a copy of the opening statement so that if they are put into a position where they're the chair for a dangerous dog, they have all that outlined.
All right, so officer elections are done. Public comment time. Any of the public want to comment? Nope, everybody's good. Alan, you good? You good, Alan, all right.
He's plugged in. Yeah, I know. He's got his earphone. Okay.
All right. Well,
the first item
of discussion was the dangerous dog hearings through April, scheduling the commitments and everything, the time you can be committed to that.
Chairman, if I can update everybody on something real quick. On your seat, I know that Donna Young told me that she was available February the 27th and March the 26th. So if y'all want to jot that into your slot, she communicated that to me earlier this week or last week. Donna Young has committed to participating on anything that might come up on February the 27th or March the 26th.
Okay.
Brett, I don't know about Patty. Since my term expires February 28th this next month, if that means I'm still on the committee until then.
Yeah.
So, I'm not going to commit to anything, but if you need me for something,
okay,
I'm more than available to help out.
Yeah. Because at this point, we're down two people for my pool, so.
Yeah. So anything in February.
Okay.
I'm good for the 27th.
Okay.
And March 12th and April 30th.
I'm good for the 27th. And the 12th, as far as I know.
I'm good, too. I'm good.
Pretty much, I'm going to say no.
You said the 27th, Catherine.
I can do the 27th also. I can do March 12th. I can do the 26th.
Okay.
I can probably do April 30th. I prefer not to put myself down for April 9th. And I'm pretty, believe it or not, pretty free. And I could also do February 13th. That's a stretch. I'll be coming in from out of town that day. But somebody else wants to rise to the occasion.
Okay. So, looks like we got February 27th.
So that would be Donna.
Donna.
I can do James.
James and me.
And Catherine.
Okay. Donna, James, and Catherine on the 27th.
And then I got March 12th.
March 12th, James and Catherine. And we need a chair or vice chair for that.
I can do it.
Okay.
Which one, the 13th and 12th?
No, the 12th of March and...
But the 13th of February?
Yeah, if you can do that too, yeah.
So this is James.
I'll do that.
And
wait, so
I'll
Jack...
do the left-hand column. How about that?
That sounds good. And if Donna can't do...
The right-hand column, we'll make an arrangement.
Well, she's kind of got the right-hand column with the 27th and
26th. Okay, so we'll just put her for the 30th and see what happens.
I'll put a question, put Donna. I'll reach out to her, but I would think that if she could do that, she would have told me. But
right, so we still have to fill the 26th. We have to fill the 30th.
I can do.
And the 13th.
I
we still have to
them.
Fill them.
When do you want me?
Keep in mind, after Monday night, there's a high possibility we're going to have new members on this board that are going to want to sit.
Right, we thought about that.
So
yeah, we should still block in. So
well,
got
what we've done in the past with the new members is at least have them attend dangerous dog hearing so they can see it. We don't want to just throw them right to the dog. Well,
I had to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I did it once or twice.
Yeah.
You can
plug
in the 13th if you'd like.
Okay.
Okay.
So Patty on the 13th?
Yeah. And that's 4:30, is that right? Am I right?
Well, we've got the room from 3 until 6, but depending on the witnesses and the parties, usually we determine, it's going to be somewhere in that time span.
Sounds
yeah.
great.
I've got the room from 3:30 on, so we could do it like at 9 or 10 at night on that day if you want to.
My wife's birthday is the
26th. Okay, so we got the 13th covered with Jack, Patty, and Catherine. We got the 27th covered with Donna, James, and Catherine. The 12th covered with Jack, James, and Catherine. March 26th, I need one more person.
I can do it then.
Okay.
I can do it then.
Oh, I've got you. I already got you down for the 26th. Carol.
If somebody else can step up for the 13th.
I could do that.
I mean, I'm coming back into town, okay. And I can probably make it, but let's not.
The 13th.
It's probably better not to do that.
Okay. Rhonda said he could do the 13th.
Need to be after 6.
Okay, Brian. Okay.
I can do the 12th of March if there's need be, and the 30th of April.
Cool.
Okay.
Brian. I'm in Las Vegas on the 13th. I won't even be thinking about Hendersonville.
Oh, come on.
That's my retirement plan. What are you talking about?
I'll just be back up.
Can you do March 26th? That's one place I'm lacking.
I can do the 26th.
I've got you on the 26th already. I've got you and Donna and now Carol.
Okay.
All right, so April the 9th, which that's, or the 6th. If we want to make it the 6th, we're going to have the room. Well, we're going to have our regular meeting on the 6th, so let's leave it for the 9th.
Carol says she can do it.
Okay.
So we need one more.
Okay.
Jack, can you do that one?
Said everything on the
left
side.
Okay, that's what I thought you said.
Good.
Okay.
I think it's okay.
Yeah, by that time we may have new members.
I was on one side and she was on the other.
We'll need to give them time to come to one or two.
Come to one or two.
Members can fill in if one of us can't.
But, hey, I'm good with this. If we've got one place that we need somebody on the April the 9th, I'm sure I can recruit somebody if it comes up, so we'll be all right.
What about the 30th?
The 30th, we got Donna, possibly.
By default.
Yeah, and James and Brian. But, again, that's so far enough out I can. You and Jack for the 9th.
So we need a third one.
And who's for the 13th?
The 13th, that's Jack Walsh, Patty, and Brian.
Right.
Brian, okay.
And I'll mail this out to everybody. And I'll also make sure I can get the meeting room, and we'll change that meeting to the 6th. That should not be a problem.
Do we need to make a motion to do that?
Yes.
If there is anybody.
Somebody needs to make a motion to change.
I'd like to make a motion to change our next regular meeting to April. April 6th rather than April 9th. All in favor?
All right. Hey, folks. There's a motion made to schedule what our next regular meeting.
Regular meeting the 6th.
Our next regular committee, quarterly committee meeting to April 6th from April the 9th. It's on a Monday. Would everybody be able to do that?
That'd be better than the 9th.
Yeah.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Fair enough. April 6th will be the next meeting on a Monday instead of April 9th. Does that work out for you okay, Brad?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
If not, Joy might like to come.
Heck yeah.
Yay. Do we already have some people lined up to fill the empty spots?
They had to have gone through the. I know a couple of people that have put themselves out there, and I guess the commission figures it out.
Oh.
For the next, I just was reading that the next. I mean, the commission meeting's Monday, and they'll probably take walk-ins that day if they've had any applications on file, and make a decision that particular day.
How they pronounced my name last time.
Is it,
Caroline Gunther's.
What does the sheriff's office account for? One position on this board?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Yeah, there's seven members, one veterinarian, and one officer from the law animal control officer. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if that's something we really have to have in your bylaws. I think it's something to. Yeah.
That's a good question.
Oh, yeah, we can. Right. Yeah, that's a good idea. I would have.
It can change.
Yeah, well, that's, it just came to mind when Jack was mentioning
that. Is this your second one?
Yeah,
I think. See, I was appointed to take somebody else's a vacancy. Somebody bailed after about 6 months. That's how I've been on this committee for so long, is somebody bailed like shortly after I got appointed, and then I served out the remainder of that, and then two regular 3-year terms. So, yeah, that's how I've been on this for almost 8 years now. So, yeah.
And you were similar to that, right?
Yeah, she was. Yeah, she came on about the same time. Yeah.
The vet we had before you was Hargis.
Yeah.
And then John Purnell was before that.
The lady was Hargis, right?
Yeah, me and her. Beverly. Me and her come on the same time.
Yeah. Okay. Brad, do you want to...
You want me to lead this on?
Yeah, I was going to say, I see all the changes. I've read through it myself, so
yeah.
Do you want to just go ahead?
So let me give you a little background on the document, because this is not the same document I sent you yesterday. Yesterday I sent you a document, and that document is just what's still here in yellow. So all that should be pretty much the same. There could be a couple changes, but the yellow part is more of the substantive type changes. When I sent it to Patty, she went into edit mode, and so she went
she
through, and it needed
radical
it.
Shock.
Yeah.
Does this make you feel better?
Yeah, and it needed to be, because I was reading through it, and I thought, well, you know, an attorney wrote it, so I'm not going to argue with the way it's worked. But anyway, so
all the time, that's when you argue.
Yeah. So anyhow, the stuff in green is stuff that Patty identified. And I know that y'all are just now seeing the stuff in green. So, but if you guys want to look over it a minute, or if you just want to take it as these are grammatical changes. And
I think we got to go over the yellow, the green more. This looks like proofread.
Yeah, that's right.
And really, the green, there's no substantive changes. It's add a comma, and then we abbreviated Henderson County Board of Commissioners. That was like throughout the document. After a while, it got tiring reading that, so that got abbreviated to.
Yeah, and I even notated the commas and stuff in there, because when you send something up to the board, I don't want them to say that we didn't show that. So I guess the first really thing that's substantive that could be categorized as that is under 4, D. And that's really nothing. That's kind of the way it already was, but it's just clarified in there that the chair or the vice chair shall be filled by the committee. I don't think it used to have vice chair, right, Patty?
Yes,
and,
you're right.
Yeah. And so I don't know how that got overlooked back when this was done the last time.
I would like to raise a question I had for the committee. In this paragraph, we say members may be dismissed, yada, 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 yada. When we're speaking of it later in the document, we say members will be asked to resign, or in absence of that, you know, the Board of Commissioners will step in, yada, yada, yada. Are we saying that members can be dismissed, or do they need to resign? Are we
saying?
It
says maybe.
It says including.
I think you give them the opportunity to resign.
Okay. Yeah. So then, should this be changed? Members may be asked to resign for any reason without cause, including.
I don't agree with it.
Yeah, this may.
Well, they may not be asked in every circumstance.
Put a percentage
You're right.
on it.
Yeah.
Some people got the time.
I guess
some people make the time.
Which
sometimes they're dismissed and sometimes they're asked to resign. Do you really see
under 4D,
I don't see a whole big difference, but that's not up to me. It's up to you guys. You should be asking the members.
The next yellow stuff. And there's a shall versus a may. And that's the
discrepancy on that. It's a shall versus a may.
So the question
is a big difference.
Dismissed. And then when we get into, I believe it's E on page 2 near the bottom.
5E, yep.
But we provide the written resignation within 3 days of being asked to resign and then reported to the da-da-da-da-da-da-da if they don't. I just wondered whether or not are we dismissing members or are we asking them to resign and in the absence of a willing resignation being reported to the Board of Commissioners. And go ahead.
I think whatever it is that's going to be needed for resignation in the event that there is somebody who's not making a sufficient contribution to the committee, I don't really want to be placed in a situation where I have to tell somebody to do it. I think their actions alone should be what dictates whether they stay on or not.
Mm-hmm. I would agree. I am of the feeling that I don't think anybody should be asked to resign. They may be dismissed, again, for, you know, failure to live according to, or to uphold the bylaws. But I don't think we should necessarily be asking people to resign because it almost sounds like, you know, if I'm going to ask you to resign because you haven't been here all year, I think it'd be more, to my way of thinking, more appropriate to just say, Carol, due to your absence of or your lack of attendance at you know, a number of meetings this year, you've been dismissed from this committee. But
so now we're still talking about 4D and E, correct?
Specifically 4D, mm-hmm. And then also on page 2, near the bottom, Brian?
5E.
When we're talking about, 5E, thank you.
Specifically, I guess, for me, in 4D,
mm-hmm.
It's referring to the Board of Commissioners that may dismiss a member for any cause.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, that's interesting.
5E is referring to the members of this committee.
The committee.
So two bodies. And I think it reads appropriately in 4D.
Thank you. I hadn't thought of that. Yeah.
So to get rid of somebody, you have to go in front of the commission to have it done. It cannot be done by this committee.
No, this committee cannot dismiss members.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And that is clear. Thank you.
And then in 4E, I think it's specifically in reference to the Henderson County Code. So as far as shall be dismissed.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess those are pretty specific guidelines, I guess. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the only reason I put that in there is because it did just say animal ordinance.
Mm-hmm.
So I figured it needed, or it said compliance with, I think it said animal ordinance maybe. But anyway, I thought it needed, because they've kind of changed the way they word things throughout the county. And so the proper way to refer to it now, I think, is Henderson County Code Chapter 16, Animals.
And I'm not real sure how that comes into play. I mean, I'm trying to think in my mind. We're talking about the members of this committee complying with the animal ordinance.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Where are you?
I'm assuming that we're looking at
bottom of the first page.
I will tell you this. It has been an issue in the past. Yeah.
That just... like a violation on a personal level, and
yeah.
They sat on this board.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So I, you know,
I'll leave it at that.
I mean, I guess whether that says shall or may, at the result at the end of that, I guess shall. It's that. Obviously, that leaves less latitude as to how to interpret the situation.
Oh, yeah, it needs to be shall. Yeah.
It does say shall later
at the top
in that.
Up here. Mm-hmm. Not may, it needs to be. It is shall, and
it
should be
shall.
Shall. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
It's under under section 5E there on the attendance thing, honest to goodness, for kind of, I guess, foreshadowing or maybe kind of setting the stage for anything like that, I would honestly, the little subsection 4 that says an absence can be excused by a majority of vote of the Animal Services Advisory Committee, in my mind, the way I look at that, the way I see what's been done here, I would put that particular sentence at the end of the very first sentence that says a member missing 25% regular meetings in the calendar year will be asked to resign by the chair in writing. After that, I would add that sentence to it that says an absence can be excused by a majority vote of the ASAC.
Put it under I.
I would put it under the first subsection, under E there.
Can I make a comment? Yeah. I mean, sure. We only have 4 meetings a year, so, and we get to have one miss.
Mm-hmm.
So you're saying that if people miss 2, 3, or 4 meetings in a year, they get a pass?
No.
If
we vote, yes. Because it's already here that an absence can be excused by a majority of vote of the Animal Services Advisory Committee. But my point being here is it starts off saying, if you miss 25%, you will be asked to resign by the chair in writing.
And this says if you make 100%, we can vote you on.
But I don't think that would.
Yes. I mean, I'm not just saying what it says. I'm not.
As a point of note, also, I mean, for me, if we're keeping this wording, it needs to be worded more than 25%, because 25% is one meeting. So mm-hmm. either right. you attend 100% of the meetings,
true.
Or you're voted out.
And to add to what he said and to kind of talk about what she just said, mm-hmm. you know, something else you need to go back and do. When I joined this board, it was never given to me that you had to do so many percentage. So these new ones coming on, we need to tell them ahead of time, because now you know, I'm not taking away, or when I say what I'm fixing to say, I'm not taking away from anybody. But I work a territory job. I cover a wide territory across the state of North Carolina for the state of North Carolina. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you, I know the meetings are set on these days, but I'll serve at the mercy of the commissioner. And if he sends me somewhere, then I'm going. Mm-hmm. But then again, I shouldn't be held with a black mark because I'm working for a living. Mm-hmm. And I have to be gone. I still have a strong interest in this board, or I wouldn't be sitting here. So that percentage needs to go up.
Yeah. Well, but I think this is an ideal, at least in my eyes, an ideal reason behind the excusing of an absence. If you're doing it because of work, and you share with the secretary that yada, 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 and for them to have a discussion, and it doesn't have to be lengthy, but just, you know, James had to miss tonight because of his work. That's a no-brainer for me, James, really. I agree with John. That should go right after, you know, under number I or whatever.
Yeah, it needs to move.
Yeah, yeah, because it starts with the very next one, subsection 2 right there. It starts going into how a member shall provide their written resignation, and then we do this and do that. Well, the natural order of things to me says, and it should say a member missing more than.
Yeah, it should say more than. Yeah.
And I thought it did at one time.
It did.
Okay, good. I'm glad I'm not imagining things, because I remember.
Yeah, you've always had
than,
like one.
It's always been more one, than. Yeah, but it's always not one meeting out of 4, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, the natural order of things to me says that so you'll be asked to resign by the chair. But an absence can be excused by a majority vote of the ASAC. If we come into a meeting and a person has missed more than 25% of the regular meetings, you could be asked to resign by the chair, but at the same time, I'm sure the committee is going to take a vote as to whether or not to do that or not before any pending ensuing mm-hmm. action comes mm-hmm. after that. And it's only going to be after that that the other, the provided in writing and given it to the Board of Commissioners and all that. So in my mind, that absence being excused needs to be in subsection 1 there.
Yeah, that's, you're right.
The, that's just the flowchart thing that I see.
Does this, do these revisions actually change much than what was already in the bylaws to begin with?
And it why just kind of outlines a cascade of events, really, is what it does.
If I can speak again to something James said about, you know, you coming on the board and not knowing, you know, I can relate. I remember so clearly coming on this committee. I didn't have the bylaws. I didn't know what Chapter 16 was. Mm. Oh, yeah. You know, I mean, I was as, you know, I don't know what to say. I just knew nothing. And one of the things that's come up with the new members coming is, I don't know if you want to talk about it now.
Yeah, well, I had suggested that when new members come on, the chair and vice chair set up, and this would not be like a public meeting or anything, so it could only be like 3 members doing this. And then if I was asked to attend, I would meet with that individual or individuals and go over the bylaws and things like that. Go over the bylaws, go over the attendance policy, maybe, you know, make sure they understand that, and also go over Chapter 16, specifically dangerous dog and the dangerous dog hearings and how they're held, in addition to them attending one.
I think you're right with explaining the dangerous dog to them and also explaining what is expected of them.
Right.
Now, I'm not saying that I got on this board and it hit me and now I got to do this and it makes a big change. I'm going to try to be here regardless whether or not. But they just, somebody needs to know, and like she just said, she's been on it for a while, and when she came on, she didn't know. So the meeting, I think, is a good idea, as long as you're explaining all that to them in that meeting, what's expected of them. Because then when you get to this problem right here, if they know ahead of time, you shouldn't have a problem with all this.
Right, right.
Honestly, I think with the intro, so that we're consistent, the intro that you read at every dangerous dog, I think if you know, it's $10 if we all pay for a white binder, it's a 1-inch binder, and we can run copies at my house, or I'm volunteering your office. I'm sure there's enough paper that we can run copies so that we can all have a little binder that if you have to sit in as the chairman, know what to say. You're not just sitting up here twiddling.
Yeah.
More or less like a handbook.
Like a handbook for our committee, because I wasn't given that.
No, I think
You just kind of come in because you love this opportunity.
Yeah.
And then you're just kind of like learning as you go, which is kind of a tough way to learn.
Yeah.
Well, even the paragraph and the outline of how a dangerous dog appeal, I did that because the woman that I followed did it all without paper, and I came up to the position as chair, and I thought, oh, my gosh, I'm never going to remember all that. But anyways.
But the other thing that I know we focus, unfortunately, on the dangerous dog component of this committee, the reality is the lady that sits over here and has been out 2 or 3 times, we've got a serious gamecock issue. You know, we're looking at other poultry and we're looking at other farm animals. We've got cattle running free. So it's far more broad, this committee, I think, than I don't think it just needs to be like you're gonna go and sit on this committee and talk about dog bites. I think we're underplaying our value in what we're really supposed to be doing here. Yeah. That's just part of it. But I think this whole gamecock and feral hogs and how long do you let your pig run free before the neighbor calls in and who knows what. So
you'd be surprised at how much we've evolved over the years since
I'm sure.
And I first started this thing. I'm telling
you, can
it's
only imagine.
Just been unreal, the changes.
And it's getting worse. I mean, because people are moving in on lots and acreage that used to just be agriculture, and now they move in on top of it, and they're angry because the chickens are crowing.
And unfortunately, feral hogs is becoming a very big issue, and even bigger.
Big issue.
It's to the point when the state of North Carolina lets you hunt them day, night, 7 days a week, you've got a problem. And when it gets to a point where they start hiring
people to shoot.
People to trap and shoot, or ratification.
Well, when you're talking about feral hogs, that's more in the purview of the State Wildlife Resource Commission. That's something
that references that is referenced in the whole Chapter 16.
Department of Ag.
That's pot-bellied pigs.
It's pot-bellied
or whatever.
Pigs. It's still domestic.
Those pigs.
No, there's a differentiation between the two.
Yeah, pot-bellied pigs are just going to be at large. A feral. When we say feral hogs, we're talking about a wild hog that you can't even put your hands on or get close to without it eating you up. So there's a differentiation between a pot-bellied pig and a feral hog. But while we're talking,
we've had this discussion, and John's been present at that. A porcine is a porcine is a porcine.
Well, yes.
I wish Paul was here, because they've been directed by Wildlife Resource that if they determine something's feral, it doesn't have to fall into the livestock realm to where we have to auction the animal off and stuff like that.
Well, that's good.
We can also make our own ordinances. I know the state is the guideline, but the county itself can make an ordinance to supersede. If we can turn the pot-bellied pigs into a domestic animal, that's a 3-day hold versus a 10-day.
I'd have to consult with some.
I'm not trying to bring that stuff up. I'm just saying.
Yeah, we need to stay focused.
While we had hogs brought up, I'm just saying. Yeah.
In our handbook, we need to be broader than just learn this is how we handle dangerous dog hearings because there's more to it.
Right. So we'll make those changes under E, section I, and I'll add what's currently in 4 under there. And I also put more than 25% to.
You know something too, Jeff? When we first, when I first started on this committee, we were more focused on educating the public, more. And of course, you know, the animal ordinance was there, and the dangerous dog committee was there, and we took care of stuff like that. But you know, we really focused a lot on disease prevention, how to care for your animals, etiquette at the parks and stuff, county and state law, all kinds of stuff. We were really into the education mode of it. Yeah. And as people have become more educated, and as the animal shelter has brought their kill rate down so far, I mean, they have really brought it down over the years. Brad's done a great job with this. But since we brought that down, then now that animal control is not necessarily always concerned with picking up those many hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of animals and them being, you know, having to work with all that, a lot of these other things like the hogs and the chickens and things like that, that stuff's starting to creep its head up a little bit and make its way more into
you guys have probably seen Chapter 16 meetings. Evolve. Mm-hmm. A lot over your time, for sure.
Not to break away from the hog discussion,
yeah,
but to get back to E number 4.
I was just saying that we need to have a broader scope than just dog fights. Yeah.
I do want to just mention, in terms of the statement that absence can be excused by a majority vote of the committee, is that are those subjective for each member, or are there certain guidelines that we go by in order to say,
what you see there is or, yeah. So that's just what I put in there. You guys can,
so
you know, you can, you guys
own,
can put a an outline to that, and you know, certain, you know, what would be excused normally, but you know, that's up to the TL's committee.
And it's only really more applicable if there's only one person. Remember, we had not enough people here to vote the last meeting we had, which is why we're having this one, because nobody showed up. So
yeah, so you may not even have enough people to excuse or unexcuse the person.
Mm-hmm. I think it's important to just know that
you know, when conveying to Brad, which I hope everybody's doing when you can't attend a meeting, but then to give him the excuse, you know, so that he can present it to the committee. My own feeling is I'm not out to, you know, nail or harass anybody. You know, if you can't make a meeting, I have no problem saying, excused. You know, I mean, I don't want your life story or anything like that. I mean, and so, yes, Brian, to my way of thinking, it is subjective, but I don't think the motivation is to penalize or to, again, you know, punish anybody. It's more that, excuse me, the member shows a real interest, and when he can't be, or he or she can't be there, at least to provide an excuse as to why they, you know, weren't able to attend, because the dates are known in advance. Everybody's going to have something come up.
And you balance and that against four meetings for the year.
But to not show up with no explanation whatsoever, to
and
me.
And I'm just trying to get the feel for the nuts and bolts of this. Of these.
Yeah, I mean, that's it's how hard is it to just say, hey, I can't be there and...
Because I, you know, I see this as being, you know, real changes, and we're going to have to vote on this at some point in time. So I just want to make sure I'm understanding, you know, are there specific guidelines that we need to go by as to whether, you know, yeah, that's an excusable absence or it's not. Secondly, you know, when that, you know, these mics are on, so when these excuses are presented and they are part of the public record, I would assume, that's also somebody's personal information being made public to the record. Mm-hmm. I don't know how that comes across either. So I'm just trying to understand the nuts and bolts of how this is going to play out when this actually does come out. So,
to my way of thinking, I would only consider it similar to what Catherine was just saying. An unexcused absence is when somebody has not either notified Brad. And, again, in not notifying Brad has no idea why they are missing the meeting. That, to me, is unexcused.
It's like a no-call, no-show at work, you know?
So at least call. What you're saying is we could make the guideline where at least call if you're not going to be here.
Right. Or email or whatever.
Yeah, email, text, whatever.
So it would be kind of up to Brad to let us know that the person contacted him won't be here at meeting, and then the vote will occur.
And how would, I'm not, unless the person specifically asked me to tell you this or that, I'm not divulging any personal information.
Won't you have to if so?
Well, I guess if you guys are voting to excuse or not, I mean, we could make it, you know, the person has to, you know.
I think if they give you notice, notice is, I think, all we want.
Right.
You know, and if we have two no-shows without notice, I don't care what the reason, that's a bad reason. So
it's
I
don't just bad form. It's bad form. I mean, you know, it's bad form. So, and if you can't fulfill even that minimal obligation, then you shouldn't even
that's
be
bad.
On here.
And we all got a phone. We don't leave home without it. You know, I mean, we've all got ways to.
Yeah, there's no reason
to make
not
this
to let somebody
work.
Brad, let me ask you a question. This is kind of a going back to what James was saying here just a little bit ago. I haven't looked at the county's website in a little while as far as the application process for this committee. But I remember, like, it was 2013, I think, when I started on it. And I'm sitting here, I'm trying to think back. I think it was the end of 2012 when I actually applied. And I can't remember back that far to the application process. But did it have anything online that described, I mean, it described what
our bylaws are
online.
I know the bylaws are,
but what about the application process? Is it does it tell you up front now that you're expected to
I think
attend?
It said you had to do four meetings a year.
Well, that would be in the bylaws.
There's so many committees.
I don't think that every committee has the same number of meetings, doesn't have the same attendance.
When you pull
policy.
Up an application, when I pull out my application online to be on this board, all it was an application.
Right.
The bylaws don't pull up when you pull up an application. You got to go find them.
Because the application is for
everything.
Yeah, and
everything.
You just so, indicate so which
it needs to be something there with the application that explains what you're expecting.
Well, what's on there is each committee you look on, you can click on that, and you can see the specifics of that committee.
That's what I was going to ask, is when you click on it to see the specifics, does it tell you what your expected attendance is?
It has the bylaws in there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe that's something that might ought to be changed, possibly, if possible. Mm-hmm. I've
changed to what?
Obligations. Here's what your obligations are if you're going to be.
Yeah, just
committee.
Add in there said just a couple. Expected to attend 4 quarterly meetings a year,
mm-hmm.
plus volunteer for dangerous dog appeals, and meeting times are, of course, second Thursday of the month.
In the evening.
January, April, July, and October. And then, like the April 9th meeting, that's changed to the 6th. Okay, say those meetings may be subject to a date change.
Right.
But for the most part, this is when they're scheduled.
Yeah.
That way, if somebody gets on there, because that's what I did. I remember clicking to see what the committee was all about, because I had put in for this committee and the transportation committee. I had been in transportation for 15 years by that time. And so I had put in for those two committees and never heard from the other one, but you called me on this one.
Yeah.
So, but I had the opportunity to see online a little description of what the committee was about, what it did, what your purpose was going to be for serving. And I think it would be pretty important to add on there, how many meetings that we have in a year. That's just
say on there that there's 4 meetings. It says
does
it.
Does it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wouldn't.
It says it in the charter on that.
No, but I think what he's getting at is it just a really, when you're filling out
the application
itself, it just says if you were on this committee, here are your basic things that you have to be able to fulfill.
I'm talking about on the website, not this here. Because
no, I'm talking about the website, too, on the application. Were you going on the website to pull up the application? Is that what you're talking about?
No.
Okay.
I'm talking about where Brad was talking about, where you can click on each committee and find out information about that particular committee. That's where I think it needs to be.
Okay.
Because, a lot of folks, you don't want people to get caught up in some type of quandary I really want to serve. But then they get on committee and it's like, oh, wow, I didn't realize this. And that's, I think that's been a couple of people's hindrances in the past.
It does say that. It says for the Animal Services Advisory Committee,
mm-hmm.
the committee shall assist the board and staff by providing input on the operations of the Animal Control Department. The committee may make recommendations concerning enhancements of the program in the Animal Services Ordinance. The committee shall hear dangerous dog appeals. Meeting schedule, quarterly, beginning in January, April, July, and October on the second Thursday.
Yeah, I thought I had it in there.
Okay, so it is on there then.
Okay.
Okay.
And then again, with anybody who's interested who might be considered for membership,
mm-hmm.
that's when, the chair and the vice chair and possibly Brad sitting down and, do you have any questions? Is there anything, because again, when you're the newbie and you come into this, body and, that's not the time. People don't want to hear your questions or, what's a dangerous dog, so that to have that kind of introduction, I think would be real helpful.
Yeah.
But
what's that called? Like an orientation. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Orientation.
But all of the information is available to whoever's applying.
Yes, it's there.
Okay. And
chapter
whether or not somebody chooses not to read it before they commit, that's one thing. But and then the second part is what you're suggesting, and I think that's a good idea, too.
Okay.
And it hasn't always been on there. It has been for at least the last year or two, but I don't think that it was necessarily on there when everybody that's on here now.
I don't know how I got educated on this. I don't remember any of you helping me.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I did.
Just a quick
you made me do it.
I made you do it.
It's all my fault.
It is trial by fire.
Okay.
It's not trial by fire.
That's how they've learned.
Well,
James is saying. There was no guidance for him.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's just like being a parent. That's trial by fire.
It
too.
Is. No book.
And you have children.
And it never ends either.
The book you got is the Bible.
Let me ask this much then. Let's. Under Section 6, the quasi-judicial hearings, says the appellate board shall meet within 2 weeks, and that's been changed to 10 days of an appeal being filed. Is that...
Why was that changed?
Was that state law?
That's what we live by, isn't it?
State law,
yeah. 10 business days. Yeah.
Is it business days?
Yeah.
Would you want it?
No, it's 10 calendar days.
10 calendar
days.
Yeah,
that's how it says it in state law, and if it doesn't designate, if it doesn't say business days,
you go by calendar
days. You go by calendar days. Yeah.
Do you think possibly for the public's general understanding, who may read this right here, do you think maybe it ought to say 10 calendar days, the word calendar being inserted on that one?
No.
Can.
No. Why not?
First of all, I don't think the general public is going to read. I mean, because I think it's generally, you know, you're doing contracts. If it doesn't say business days, then it means calendar days. Mm-hmm.
If you don't specify the business day, it automatically means calendar.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I know that, and you know that, because of what we've done for a living.
I know. But
well, when somebody gets the notice that they've got 10 days to appeal, that's going to be in what they're handed, too, right?
Yeah, and I don't know what the packet says.
Well, that's because Griggs isn't here.
That's their packet, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Apparently he's in some tropical island at the moment. And
can't
I know that because
that.
I got some inside Cold information here. This afternoon. So I was trying to find it.
Okay.
She would have to know that she is.
That's right.
Needed.
That's right.
By the way, you're vice chair.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty much it that I had. Did anybody else have any other questions or concerns with any of the changes?
The yellow ones, you mean?
Yeah, the yellow.
Duties of the secretary, is this the thing that's highlighted? Is that, what's the change in that one?
The audio file.
Yeah, it used to be it was all just transcribable.
Yeah, and I checked, this has been quite a few years ago, the other committees were doing it all by audio file, but I guess they were all changing their bylaws. Nobody told me that. So, now
so this is just updating. It was made with.
Yeah. Because if you guys ever want to hear these meetings, all you got to do is go to the
right.
to the website, and they're all on there.
Like the meetings.
Usually, sometimes it'll.
I prefer not to hear my own voice.
Yeah. So I mean.
Yeah, that's.
Yeah, usually it'll take. Stuff. Sometimes it'll take me a week or so to get it up there, but it's up there. Or I could always email it to somebody if they want it before then.
We'll get back to
you.
Okay.
So only the minutes are sent. Like if you have to transcribe minutes.
Now, if for some reason something happened to the audio, which it has before, then I would have to. But with minutes, it doesn't have to be word for word. Pretty much, minutes has to have the attendant. Mm-hmm. It's almost more like notes.
So you'd have to appoint a secretary for that meeting because we don't have a secretary.
I'm the secretary.
Well, okay.
Yeah. So I would just have to.
I know. With a
Mr.
It's
secretary.
It's a capital S-E-T.
Yeah. The clerk. Yeah, maybe it should say the clerk.
Oh, he likes that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
We can change it in the bylaws.
Yeah.
Except
I don't think I'm getting through here. Minutes I get coming to the committee a week prior.
Mm-hmm.
But if there has been an audio recording, then we're really, it's incumbent upon us to listen to the audio recording if we want to know. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's online, it's available.
Okay.
And if somebody doesn't have that, I can send them the file or give them a disc with it.
I tell you what we do need. I don't know if everyone needs it, but it'd be a good idea to have extra copies. What's your name? What Patty was talking about as far as the statement that you read when you're opening a meeting.
Well, I think, John, you made the
I've got,
most
I've
He's leaving.
Change.
I've got
no,
the...
No,
no,
I
can
send it to
yeah,
him.
I can send it right now. I've got
I don't want an email. I want a paper copy.
Well, you can print it, lazy self.
Huh?
Just print it when he emails
well,
it
am I
going to
print
it?
I'll print it for you if you're very
yeah.
nice.
Actually, what you're talking about, though, if you make a handbook, there's your paper copy.
Here's your paper.
Okay.
You write this down.
Charge you. A bottle of wine per piece of paper. How does that work?
Say, make it two.
Two bottles of wine per paper? Hey, it works for
me. If you want Prosecco, throw one of those in.
Yeah, the only thing I've updated on this thing over the years has been we've had like four different changes, I think, in county attorneys. Sarah was the first. And then I can't remember the other gentleman's name. We worked with him so long. And he was a preacher, wasn't he?
Jason?
Yeah, Jason.
Oh,
Jason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jason Smith.
Yeah. And then Ron.
What'd you
say? Okay, three. So,
Ron. Okay.
Yeah, but that's the only thing I've changed on this form. Is whoever the county's attorney was at the time. And outside of that, that's the only thing I've changed.
It's fine. I mean, it was a perfect form.
Yeah. Yeah. Is the hearing format in there, too?
No.
Format for
what? No, we don't. There's not really a format for.
It means you can
Yeah,
you could. It's
right. Show up, meeting, come to order, and then this right here is our format for these quarterly meetings.
No, but I mean just the process to explain to them.
The dangerous dog.
Yeah.
That's what I've got. That's what I was talking about. That quasi judicial proceeding.
So that format is in there.
Yes.
Okay.
That's the 2-page form that I've got.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's where I was saying I've updated the attorney's name
right.
for the county.
All right. Cool.
And that's the only thing I've changed on that form. And
you send that to him?
Hmm? Yeah, I will. I'll do it now as we speak.
I think I may have it, but I'm not sure.
Okay.
So.
I just noticed a change. Aside from all of the stuff that Patty's done, on number 9 under reports, under annual report, she highlighted annually. I think at least needs to be taken out of there.
Wait a minute, where are you?
The committee shall make a report
9A.
To the county commission annually. It doesn't need to be, if you say at least annually, then that means it could be more, unless you want to make more. But an annual report assumes one time.
Every year.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, we can take that out. But if the Board of Commissioners request a report, does that matter? I mean,
well, that just
it
then
could
that's
be
a
more
special report.
Yeah.
An annual report from any organization is one time a year.
Yeah. Okay.
And would you want to change the committee to the secretary? Because I don't think we're involved in that, are we?
Yeah.
Oh,
the chairman submits that report.
Okay.
It's under the duties of the chairman. That was already in there a long time ago. In fact, I think you may have submitted a report to the Board of Commissioners. You're the only one I know that's ever submitted one to the Board of Commissioners, I think.
Submitted a handbook.
If I don't know.
Trial by fire.
That's right.
You said it.
You learn it.
Yeah, you said it.
Go along.
I hear you.
Let me see if I can find that.
Well, I'm looking at the top under those
right,
three eyes.
Duties of chair.
Yeah.
Huh? I wouldn't give it nothing.
I took his spot for a while.
Don't
year.
See that.
Luckily, he was the vice, and he took up my slack because there was some, and I didn't have a clue.
No.
I'd been gone. I'd missed two meetings, come back, did elections, and I was the chairman.
That's what happened. That's right.
Mr. Agriculture told me, because that's what you get for missing meetings. He said, I've been that same way.
Yeah.
You learn not to miss meetings around election time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Ron and I went the first year you were on the committee, we went. Some good food, too.
Is it?
Yeah,
last year they had.
You don't get this big from eating bad food.
Yeah.
Well, you weren't there last year, were you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because, I mean, the last 2 years I've sat up there with the commissioners, and I'm just like, there's no one standing up for the.
Yeah, I stood up.
I didn't
I must
see
have been
it.
Sitting in the back.
We're right up in the front
rather
by the
inconspicuous.
No,
not top of row right there.
Your signature goes on that.
That's hard for me.
Must be bad.
That's
yeah, I am.
It's worn flags were thumb. There's not much inconspicuous about this.
Baptist cattle sit on the back pew. The front will be empty and everybody be in the back.
Mm-hmm. It says the committee. So, I mean, it would be something you guys would give input on, I think, on the report. So.
Yeah, I sat with Grady and them 2 years in a row. It's been good.
I hadn't been. I think I'm
going to
go to the next one.
Yeah, it was good.
We need somebody to make a motion if y'all want to accept the changes that we've got outlined. And what we've discussed tonight, I'll make those changes, and that's what will be.
Okay.
No, you told me
to. I think it's somebody to ask somebody to make a motion to accept the changes, the edits to the ASAC charter that we have tonight. That we've been presented. Somebody make a motion to accept the changes.
I'll make a motion that we accept the changes as written.
All approved.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Motion carried.
We're still recording until y'all go out of
adjourn.
I think before we go, I want to be on the record. Thank you guys for your leadership, and watching you all work through this process has been good for me to learn, and you served it well.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jack.
Yeah. And I think last year about this time we thought it was our last meeting, and I'll kind of echo.
I have a dangerous dog, but in this setting.
Well done. Which means we'll probably be back here in April for
some reason. I hope so.
Well, you're going to do this every time we need something that to be proofed and redrafted.
So, on behalf of the county and me and everybody, I appreciate what you all do. But Patty and John have been on here longer than any member that I know, because they've served more than the terms that are allotted most folks, because they did come in a special circumstance. So, and they've always been there for me. You know, when I needed somebody, you know, to fill a spot in the dangerous dog, they've always been there, and they haven't let me down, so I really do appreciate it. So
it's been fun.
It has.
It's going to be weird not being up here in April, I can say that.
You can come and heckle.
Huh?
Well, you can be public.
I can be public. Yeah. Yeah. Can be on my credit.
You only get 3 minutes, though. It's in the bylaws.
Huh? Yeah, true. I'm an auctioneer. I can fit a lot.
That's true. That's true. A good point.
Make a motion to go out of hearing, public hearing.
Second.
We're going to adjourn for the night. Thank you very much, everybody.
Thank you.
Okay, let me tell you what happened this afternoon.
You know why I've been here for so many of these, Jack?